before Christmas and all through the castle. My monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in foolish things like wolfman fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's
they planned
holiday
to rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice. Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Yanish, a brace for Igor's back, a shaver for the Wolfman, a new cape for Drac.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's
they
holiday,
they planned to rob Santa's sleigh. The mummy was to signal from the castle roof at the very first sound of a reindeer's hoof. The Santa slid down the chimney wall. The zombies were to make off with sleigh all. From beyond the moat there rose such a clatter, I jumped to the window to see what was the matter. Like a bolt of lightning it happened so quick, there in our midst stood old Saint Nick.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday,
they planned to rob Santa's sleigh. But he began to dig down deep in his sack and came up with the traction for Igor's back. Drac got his cape, Frankie promised to behave, and the Wolfman was happy. Now he can shave.
It was a monster's holiday,
and all ended well.
It was a monster's holiday,
Santa was really swell.
It was a monster's holiday,
no need to rob Santa's side.
It was a monster's holiday,
maybe next year he'll come back. Now all you monsters, what do you think of Santa? Wasn't he great? Remember, he's the one you wanted to bait. He brought you happiness and cheer, and wished you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Wait a minute, Mommy. What did you think of Santa? Mommy Dunn told me when I was in Band-Aids that he was the greatest. Yes, he was the greatest. And a Merry Christmas to everybody. And you remember, there's going to be a full moon. Yeah, moon.
Hello, everybody. Woo!
I'm scared. Actually, that was a Christmas song. I was in such a hurry. The first thing was...
It was a
that
scary
was Lon,
Christmas
Lon
song.
Lon Chaney Jr., Monsters Holiday.
This is Alessandra. We're live on Growing Good with the spooky, creepy, great guest of the day, Jonathan Tobin of New York Night Train. Tobin is the mastermind of some of the amazing parties you may know nationwide. They go on tour, Land of a Thousand Dances, and his epic Soul Clap-Off, which we'll talk about later in the show. We'll give you guys hookup information how to get on that. What are we going to be spinning today, DJ Tobin?
Well, this is really early for me, Alessandra. for all the infants out there, you know, part of... You know, what we look for when we get older is the ability to wake up afternoon and get a job where we get off late at night. That's the American dream.
That's your American dream.
Because I'm friends with Alessandra. I woke up at the crack of 10 today.
Woohoo! To creep
New York
you guys
DJs,
all out.
They pay them at 5 a.m. we get home at 5:30.
Yeah, well, Tobin's going to be doing lots of Halloween spooky stuff this weekend. But first, he's going to do a very special, I'm so grateful and honored, he's going to be spinning you guys some epic vintage 45s of all sorts of, you know, monsters and goblins for you kids. And then you guys are going to play them at your Halloween parties and just have a great time and teach your kids all about trick-or-treating. What's up next?
Also, at the Fulton Market, they should go to that because I'm having a kids party.
Yeah, he's going to be having a kids party at Fulton. It's going to be sick. It's Sunday at the South Street Seaport. There's going to be pumpkin painting, face painting, a dance, you know, a Halloween dance bash for families that Tobin's going to be DJing, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be from 11 to 5 this Sunday at the Fulton Street Market, but Tobin will be doing his epic dance party at 2. So let's kick it with some
music.
At
the crack of 2.
At the crack of 2.
So, yeah, this first song is an educational song to make this seem worthwhile. And after that, we're going to go into, you know, the garbage.
Count to one, but that isn't fun. I count to two, and I still feel blue. I count to three, but that won't help me. I count to four, and I still want more. I count to five, when will I arrive? I count to six, six gives me no kicks. I count to seven, so who needs seven? I count to eight, but I cannot wait. I count to nine, I start feeling fine, 'cause then there's wonderful ten. Oh, ten, ten, wonderful ten. Then I start again. Yes. Oh, I count to one, but that isn't fun. I count to two, and I still feel blue. I count to three, but that won't help me. I count to four, and I still want more. I count to five, when will I arrive? I count to six, six gives me no kicks. I count to seven, so who needs seven? I count to eight, but I cannot wait. I count to nine, I start feeling fine, 'cause ten, there's wonderful ten. Oh, ten, ten, wonderful ten. Then I start again. Yes. One, that isn't fun. Two, I still feel blue. Three, that won't help me. Four, I still want more. Five, well, I arrive. Six, gives me no kicks. Seven, so who needs seven? Eight, I cannot wait. Nine, I'm feeling fine, 'cause there is wonderful ten. Oh, ten, ten, wonderful ten. Then I start again. Ha. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Start again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, ten, ten, wonderful ten. Then I start again. Ten, ten, wonderful ten. Then I start again. Then I start again. Eight, nine, ten. Hey!
Shining bright in the center of the graveyard, in the middle of the night, I get out of my grave, a big a long black coffin till the falling night. I've got two horns on my head and a twinkle in my eye. I got a 2 feet ahead and it makes the chicks all sigh. When I hit them with my great big club, start a holler and cry. Dance and sing, I scream for me while we pound the floor. And while you shake your hip, the whole jump left. Well, I scream for more while the bats are flying and the kids are sighing and the zombies are dancing. The skeletons by ransom. I get into my great a big coffin till the falling night. Zombies are dancing and the skeletons are rancing. I get into my great big coffin till the following night. Till the following night. Till the following night.
Tobin has decided that this is going to be an educational program, too. This is the educational segment of our show. We're going to teach you kids about records, which is what Mr. Jonathan Tobin is here spinning. What is a record, Jonathan?
Well, if you guys were a little younger, you'd have gotten to go to really scary movies all the time and buy these monster records.
They are made of vinyl, and vinyl is something that they make in a vinyl plant.
Your parents would have jobs.
Yeah. And the second educational segment of today's creepy special Halloween show are monsters. Jonathan's going to be telling us about some monsters, and then we're going to hear songs about each one of those monsters. What's up, Jonathan?
Well, I think we should start with a vampire song because that's, you know, that's the quintessential Halloween monster. But I would like to say, Alessandra, this is also for you.
Uh-huh.
Because this one has to do with Alessandra's taste in men. See, this one, if you know, you can tell. This one is if you can tell if your boyfriend is a vampire or not. And, you know, she all these pale people creeping in her window, you know. And
rat-a-tat-tat-tat.
Yeah, and this can help out a lot of the moms and the little girls. You know, if you happen to be on a date and, you know, he tries to bite your neck maybe or something.
That's a vampire, babies. That's a vampire. We're going to do Dracula and we're going to do vampire. And what else?
Let's just go through all of them. How about that?
Until we run out of
monster songs.
Let's do it.
If you don't believe in vampires, turn up the radio. Somewhere in this town right now is one that you might know. He looks and acts like a teenage boy. He even goes to school. Have you ever thought your boyfriend might be a teenage ghoul? Pennsylvania 4, 5, 7, 8, 9.
Catch it out, catch soon, get you up, bleed the moon. If you don't remember, it'll be wet.
When your boyfriend takes you out at night, what does he like to do? Go to dark and scary places, or see a monster show or two? Does he seem to like the moonlight? Does he kiss you on the neck? Why does he say you're his forever? You'd better check your neck.
Beware. You can call him up any old time.
Pennsylvania 4, 5, 7, 8, 9.
Catch now, catch soon, catch you up, leave the moon. If you don't remember, you beware.
Perhaps you're sitting home alone. Then where is he tonight? Is he really where he said he'd be? Or taking his midnight flight? Now I don't want to frighten you, but look behind your chair. You must have left the window open. Something's moving over there. Coming closer. Can you reach the telephone in time? What's that? You say someone cut the line? Tune in later when you're alone. The scream you hear may be your own.
A rock and roll band. The band was gray and the floor was wide. Creepy cats rocking side by side. Up one side, down the other. Dracula was dancing with Frankenstein's mother. The joint was jumpy, really moving around. When all of a sudden, I heard a weird sound. Bebop the bam and the bebop the bee. The purple people eater was eating on me. Tonight and dig a rock and roll band. Dinner was served about 1:15.
a funny feeling in the bottom of my tummy. For sitting on my right was a big fat mummy. Party was over, time to go. Igor turned the lights down low. They all had a ball, blowing their gaskets, but now it was time, back to the casket. Tonight and dig a rock and roll man.
Igor, Igor, yeah, yeah. Igor, Igor, yeah, yeah. Igor.
So that song was about Igor. We had Dracula before that. Jonathan, can you let us parents and kids know, who is Igor?
Oh, you know, they always have some guy with an Eastern European name that's real scary, being, well, either a monster, or in that case, he's always Dracula's schlep. He's like the caddy, but he's having his own party in that song. That's about Igor's party, which just really sounds good.
And we should all have our own parties. My baby Wally just turned 18 months 2 days ago, everybody. Wanted to share that with my audience. He's going to be a samurai this Halloween. What are you going to be, Tobin? A DJ?
I'm going to improvise. No, I always go for it.
You go for it?
You're not allowed, if you work as a DJ, you have to dress up.
Valentine's.
You can't expect other people
Christmas,
to dress up when you don't.
You have to dress up on Valentine's.
I'm going to dress up as a bouncer.
He's going to do some face control. That's actually the Russian word for bouncing, face control.
No, actually, I'm just going to hire one of the bouncers to DJ while I stay home.
He's going to gain 100 pounds by his next set. What do we get next, Tobes?
Well, I don't know. Let's hear a song about a mummy.
Mummy.
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. Born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta work through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh yeah. Like help.
Hey, Frankenstein, baby!
What you want, woman?
What are you trying to do, baby?
I don't know what I'm trying to do. I'm a monster.
I see you trying to do the boogaloo.
Boogaloo?
And that funky Broadway.
Funky Broadway? Look here, I got my own thing. And I'm gonna show you how to do it. Dig it here. Look here. There's a new dance coming your way. It's not the boogaloo or the funky Broadway. It's a dance that anyone can do. So hold it right there and give me a minute or two. Look here. We're gonna do a little thing. It's not gonna be the shingling. Dig it. So if you just wait and let me talk, the name of this dance is the Frankenstein Walk. I know you're gonna like this one. And we all can have some fun doing the Frankenstein Walk. Dig it, baby. Doing the Frankenstein Walk. Let me show you how to do it. Dig this here right here. Put your right arm out. That's good. Do it right there.
and your left one too, and pin it right there. Just stand there for a minute to hold it, and I'll tell you what else to do. Cool it right there. Now, put out your right leg, again. Now, put out your left one, like that. Now we get ready. Look here, we're gonna have some fun. I told you, look here, I know you're gonna like this one. Look here. And we all gonna have some fun doing the Frankenstein walk. Take a guess. Doing the Frankenstein walk. Now cool it right there. I'm gonna turn you on right now. Dig it. Now that your right and left arms are stretched out. Okay. And your right and left leg too. Dig. Here are my final instructions. And they're simple as one and two. Just do the Frankenstein, baby. Look here. Just walk like that little old monster. Just do the boogaloo if you want to. Look at, hey baby, how you like that?
Crazy, that's okay.
Wait a minute, baby.
Yeah, that's cute.
What about the Wolfman? Have you seen the Wolfman? What about Batman? Superman? What about Batman? Anything?
Just the freaking Wolfman.
You want to do the duck?
Come on, let's go, man.
What are you talking about, woman?
Hello, everybody. It's Alessandra on Halloween special Growing Good. We've got Jonathan Tobin, DJ extraordinaire in the house. We were just talking about how he really has become the best at what he does.
I just talk about that all the time, actually.
He's touring the nation.
That's my favorite subject to bring up.
Europe is coming up in February, but right now we've got another, what do we got?
There's not many DJs that work with their feet. You guys can't see this, but really.
It's a party in here. We're dancing.
I'm the best foot DJ in the whole compound of Roberta's right now.
Yeah, Jonathan actually taught me how to dance.
And speaking of that, Alessandra, these monsters, they're mostly all men, but there's one that girls can do. So all you little girls, it's called The Witch.
And here it
is. And this goes out to you and your friends.
But you won't get far. She's gonna make you live. Cause she's the witch. Where she wants around late at night. Most of the people sleep untied. If you hear a knock on your door, you better sneak it away. Wahoo! Wah, baby, I'm a witch. Now you know the score. But you better be careful before it's too late. She's gonna make you ill, cause she's the witch.
Of bread or the onion rings or anything else that the waitress brings, you see little black things. On a tablecloth or a clean white shirt, you'll see them, and mind you, they're not dirt, and they don't have legs or eyes or wings, and they don't have teeth, and they don't have stings. They're just little black things. They're on the chair. Wherever you look, they're everywhere. They're on the ceiling, the floor, the wall, and I don't know what they are, so I call them little black things.
Little black things, little black things. They're on the chair, they're in your hair, little black things.
Now, I'm a man who's never showed fright or run from any kind of a fight, but I was as scared as I could be when I caught one of them looking back at me. One of them little black things.
Little black things, little black things. They're here, they're everywhere, little black things. Little black things.
I think that they come from outer space, and they mean to take over this here place. They come in spaceships shaped like rings. Soon there won't be any more human beings, just little black things.
Little black things.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. We'll be right back. beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Hey.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps.
You guys, that was The Blob.
That was The Five Blobs.
That was a special request Jonathan told me he had, and I was like, I want The Blob on Growing Good for the kids. I just want to thank my guest for coming in and getting up so early, considering he got off of work at 5 a.m. Thank you, Jonathan.
I'm going back to bed after this.
But he's doing it all for the kids, and he's doing it again this Sunday at the Fulton Street Market. It's going to be so much fun. I will personally see you guys some local information at the Witch's Walk that starts Monday at 4 at the Flying Squirrel on North 6th. We're going to get in a parade. We're going to stop. They're stopping at three stops for treats. And also the Flying Squirrel is providing free portraits by a very talented photographer for anybody that comes. So Wally and I will be there dressed up head to toe at both of these events.
Jonathan's just going to be hitting the world, aren't you?
I'm going to be hitting lots of things. But one thing is that I'm scared more of flying squirrels than Halloween monsters. I really am. If I saw one of those like coming at me, I think I'd lose it.
What about if you saw a little baby coming at you dressed like a flying squirrel?
Actually, babies too. Babies are scarier than flying squirrels to me.
Well, some lady down the line is going to change that for you.
I'll take the blob any day.
Could you imagine if you were like DJing with a little mini-me DJ and you guys were just taking it on the road, you and your little mini-me DJ?
That'd be so lucrative.
That would be
DJ
fun.
Papoose.
He's already got a name, people. We love you on Growing Good. Have a happy, scary Halloween. We got lots of great stuff coming up in November. And this is our closer. What's our closer, buddy?
It's called Riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood.
There you have it. Growing Good. Love and light to you.
When the moon arises in the western sky and the vampires are out on the sly, at times they have trouble finding necks to bite. That's why I concocted my new delight, my riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood. Night at 12, and said the blood bank had no blood on the shelf. I exclaimed, don't fret, I'll give you a fix of my newly regenerated mix. I gave him riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood. Relief, you see, from fang aches and corpuscle deficiency. And after consuming my laboratory brew, it'll make a new vampire of you. Enjoyed my brew without a hitch. Now he's one of those who'd rather fight than switch. If you're biting more next, enjoying it less, try my new non-carbonated mess. My riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood. Promote perspiration odor. It puts bad breath in ghouls. Why, our group had 21% fewer fangs. My God, Sally, it makes a great Bloody Mary, too. Frank, you ought to try one of these things.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.